Okay, like we mentioned, my name is Sonja Predin, and I will present my recent work from Institute of Belgrade with Jakša Vučićević and Mihail Ferrero from France. And I also wanted to thank Serbian Ministry of Science for financial support and also German Federal Ministry of Economics for financial support for my return mission from Germany to Serbia after 10 years. Okay. Since it was discovered, high superconductivity in Cooper oxide, it's investigated fully, and today we have a phase diagram of Cooper oxide. It looks like this, and it's very very complicated and very complicated, and there is a lot of phases. For example, superconductivity phase, antiferromagnetic phase, Fermi liquid phase. But today I will talk about strange metal phase, which is the most mysterious aspect of Cooper oxide. What is the most mysterious thing is here is that strange metals that does not have linear quadratic dependence on temperature, but it has resistivity has a linear dependence of temperature. And motivation for our project here is experiment from 2018, which was published in Science. And I will explain in a little bit detail. They studied a Hubbard model. Hubbard model is a very simple actually model. You can imagine some sides and electron which jumps from one side to another. And we have a square lattice. And then this is T is that which jumps. U is something which doesn't allowed. I don't like a mic. You have also motivation to see actually what happens. Okay. And first, this I did, even if in this case, this equation which I show hydrodynamic doesn't hold in a non-interacting case, but I think it's quite interesting, and which also check this behavior. We got anisotropic behavior, which depends a lot of about parameters, and we did two methods, linear response theory and Radakov-Bimol three-piece contour. And when we are in away from half filling, half filling is when you have this mi, which allows you how much you can jump, the when it's 0.5, we have two peaks in current function. And here we got numerous number of solutions. This is the most important and most interesting. We got power law damped oscillations, because usually electrons and such a device oscillated in exponential way, but here we have a power law way. And here is interesting, when we are on PP here, we have we don't have oscillation with characteristic frequency, but just like this, and it seems like non-oscillation behavior. Okay, and now we will add interaction. First, we need to calculate its self-energy up to second order. It's done by this diagram. I will not explain this in details, but you need to know that it's really difficult, very computational expensive calculation, and it's a trick, and we have to do a trick. Here in, it's important when we calculate its self-energy that in low temperature it possesses two peaks, and then it possesses one peak. And even when on extreme high temperature, when T is one, these peaks seems like electron dispersion. Now, when we have calculated self-energy, we can calculate its Green function, and from Green function we calculated everything else what we need and what I said that we will calculate it. Here we see that when we are on half filling, like I said, it's 0.5, we have in a broad range of temperature linear dependence of resistivity of temperature, and when we go away from half filling on very high temperature, we have something like linear resistivity, but on low temperature we have T squared, and also on very low doping we have the same story like in half filling. And here we have hydrodynamic parameters D and G, and we see that in very high temperature this leads to 2 T squared. store. And now I am in strong conflict when we have very strong interactions, and for that we use CT int calculations. This is very expensive calculations, but it's a numerical exact at a given size lattice, and we use 10 by 10 size lattice, and we have again calculated the same things here like this. And we got a very good agreement with CT int techniques, and here it's very interesting. In hydrodynamic theory, we see that they have only one peak, but in agreement with our techniques and different numerical techniques, we get a very good agreement with two peaks. Okay, we check hydrodynamic theory, and this seems that it's correct for a small q at low frequency, and but we need to do more effort to test more results and more conditions, and for that we will use diagrammic Monte Carlo simulations, and for these calculations we will use resources from this project. Thank you.
Thank you.